Let's bring in our buddy here real quick. He helps us straighten things out when it comes to the legal perspective of sports and life. Jeff O'Brien from Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Jeff, what happens when the NFL and or the NFLPA or them combined, when they go to the Supreme Court and take a deflated football case to the Supreme Court? Please tell me the Supreme Court just kicks them on their fannies and laughs at them.
Well, guys, I don't know that the Supreme is going to make it to the Supreme Court, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man.
You know, what we have here is a decision from the Second Circuit Court of Appeals overturning a district court where the district court had overturned the commissioner's suspension of Tom Brady for 4 games. Now, the Court of Appeals has overturned the district court and reinstated the suspension. Now, just so you guys know a little bit about what happens when you're dealing with a federal court of appeals, your case is heard by three judges. They call it a three-judge panel. The Second Circuit has a number of judges beyond three judges. So the next step is actually going to be if Tom Brady and his legal team want to do so, they can request what's called an in-bank hearing. They can request that all of the judges on the Second Circuit Court of Appeals hear the case and rule on it. So, you know, and they may do that. I'm guessing they will do that because there was one dissenting judge. It was a 2-1 decision. So that may give Tom's legal team a little bit of hope that there may be, if they pulled the entire, group of judges, that they may get a different result. So that's going to be the next step. And if they don't succeed there, then the chances, it doesn't look as good for the appeal for the Supreme Court. And the question is whether or not the U.S. Supreme Court would even take the case.
So, Jeff, theoretically, if Brady now goes back to the Second Circuit and basically appeals back to them, and then it goes from there, can the NFL suspend Brady, or does this just basically tie the whole thing up again? And if that's the case, are we looking at another year down the road?
Possibly, you know, I think the suspension is likely going to be, stayed pending the court decision. If it goes up to the whole panel, I honestly don't recall how long the process is going to be now from when you get, this decision as to when you get the full set of judges, but it's certainly not going to be the result before the 2016 NFL season. So it's likely that if Brady's legal team decide to continue the challenge up to the full court, that this could drag out yet another season. I mean, I was surprised when I saw the news yesterday. It kind of caught me off guard because when the district court threw out the suspension in the first place, and given the commissioner's track record recently on getting his punishments thrown out of court, he just kind of put it to bed and didn't even think about it anymore. And then this decision comes out yesterday, and I'm like, wait a minute. When did this happen?
Yeah, this is all about process too, right? I know Brady would claim that he's innocent, but I don't think anyone who's followed this over the past year and a half thinks that Brady was completely unaware of any wrongdoing. I think the issue is on Brady's side and the Patriots side. How can the commissioner come in and issue this harsh of a penalty for something that's pretty inconsequential? And on the NFL side, they say, well, wait a second, we collectively bargained a few years ago. Roger Goodell has this type of authority, and if you want to fight it, then change it in the CBA next time around.
You know, Phil, you're absolutely right. And, you know, getting back to your first point about, whether or not Brady was involved, I think, you know, it's almost a little bit, when I first read a little bit more about this, it's almost like Richard Nixon in Watergate. He wasn't there for the break-in, but he was involved with the cover-up, right? And here you had the lost cell phone or the destroyed cell phone, and Tom Brady took some steps as the investigation was playing out to make it difficult to get to the truth. And I think that's what the commissioner's punishment was about. And I think at the end of the day, I think the message here is the commissioner does have a lot of discretion and a lot of authority under the CBA to impose discipline. Now, in contrast to what happened with, a couple years back with Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson, there in the case, the commissioner had made a decision, then changed it, and the courts threw out his changed decision. So, he does have some limit. He's not the emperor of the NFL where he can just do whatever he wants all the time. You're exactly right that under the CBA, you know, he has the authority to do it, but it has to be, you know, within the scope of his authority. And the court in this case said he was within the scope of his authority to suspend him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jeff, do you marvel like I do about the fact that, because this league, without a doubt, is the most popular league in the country, it's making millions and billions of dollars, that the Players Association is so damn weak? That it amazes me when you see this CBA, which was negotiated about 5 years ago now, unfolding, and the fact that these guys had a lockout, which I love, a lockout in their off season, but when you look at the amount of verbiage that is skewed towards the commissioner and the guys that run the league, this CBA to me is mind-boggling weak, which is, I think, incredible.
You're right, Jed. I agree. And you know, every time when the Players Association has its election for its executive director, I'm a little bit surprised that Dee Smith keeps getting reelected. I mean, I remember, you know, you go back, you know, a while to the Gene Upshaw days. You know, it just seemed, and when under, you know, with Pete Rozelle and with Tagliabue, it just seemed like there was a lot more of a balance or even a tilt in favor of the Players Association, and now. Yeah, the commissioner really has, Roger Goodell has a lot of authority under this collective bargaining agreement to mete out punishment and discipline. And maybe in the reason that is the case is, you know, we're in a different era. You know, we're in the social media era. This is such a big business. The NFL is a multi-billion dollar business now, and it's, you know, it's a worldwide entertainment attraction. That, you know, there may be greater reasons why you would have to have that level of authority and, you know, an authority to discipline to protect the brand.
Yeah. Jeff, we always appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that's Jeff O'Brien from Lohman Abdo. You can find more information about Lohman Abdo at Lohman.com. That's LOMMEN.com. Always comes on here and explains the legal side of sports and life to us. It's a